welcome to South Florida Arts Beat. I'm Caroline Brader-Watt, sitting in for Ed Bell today. Well, I'll tell you, this is a very exciting show today. We have a lot of milestones to celebrate. In a little while, we'll be hearing from some guests who will tell us about the 100th anniversary of Broward County. But we have a milestone happening right around the corner here from the WLRN studios. It's at the Adrian Arsht Center for the Performing Arts. They've reached their 10th anniversary season. And I'm very pleased to welcome John Richard, the president and CEO of the Arsht Center, and Liz Wallace, vice president for programming. Folks, welcome to the program.
Caroline, thanks for having us here today.
Well, I'm just thinking about it is a milestone, and for a performing arts center, I think you can say when you've reached that 10-year mark, you've really become part of the fabric of life here in the community. Is that safe to say?
I couldn't agree more with you. We're vibrant at 10, marking a decade of excellence at the Arts Center. We've become a cultural magnet and catalyst for urban renewal here in Miami. You know, the Arts Center is now baked into the fabric of our community. We're a point of pride that has become part of Miami's own personal brand, and we're part of that identity now, 10 years later.
Right, and both of you have been with the center for quite a few years, so you've watched the growth and development. Can you tell me a little bit, what are the emotions, and what are you feeling, and what are you most proud of in your tenure here?
Well, let me talk first.
Of course.
And I'm anxious to hear what Liz says about this, because we have a good time working together each and every day. We have invented an art center that I think is world-class and community-based. And we've become a catalyst for that new urban spirit we call Miami. Caroline, we've had over 3 million guests. We have caused about $2 billion in economic activity.
Right.
And a moment is sort of many moments at once, but nearly 20,000 artists have appeared on our stages over the 10 years that we've been here.
Mm-hmm.
And I can't pick out just one. We've had such a good time presenting great artists from around the world in both the Knight Concert Hall and the Ziff Ballet Opera House, and of course in the Carnival Studio Black Box Theater.
Right. And Liz, when you're working on programming, what are you looking for? What do you hope to bring to the Arsht Center and to the community with that programming?
Well, I think primarily we are looking at programming that speaks to our very diverse community, mm-hmm. and to bring people to our home, to our stages. So we have a team of very talented programmers who work together to bring programming that is diverse, that represents all of Miami-Dade County and outside of Miami-Dade County, right. and to balance that with the other programs that the community brings as well.
That's right. And as you mentioned, John, you've had a tremendous economic impact in this community, and that really can't be understated. The arts are not just an evening's entertainment, right? I mean, they really contribute to the economic health of a community as well.
Well, we're here on, literally, we're a campus where we're sitting, right?
Right.
And this was a blighted neighborhood at one time. Mm-hmm. And the arts and culture have caused a complete change of this neighborhood. And it's only growing as a place, not only as a destination where people come and go, but it's now becoming a neighborhood where people want to live. And now we have this rich, divergent energy happening in what is the Omni District of Miami that I like to think about as Miami's new town square. And what is happening in our rooms, in our buildings, in the concert hall, on the Ballet Opera House stage is really a major part of that. But it's the people living here. It's the new amenities that are going to occur. It is what's going to cause Miami to be that global city of distinction, unlike any other city, maybe in the world.
Right. Well, we look forward to the next 10 and the next 20 years, but let's talk about what you have going on. Actually, let's start with what you have going on this weekend. You have your arts launch happening on the 12th, and tell us a little bit about that.
Well, we want to invite everybody that's listening to come tomorrow. It is our arts launch 2015. It is filled and packed with many activities for children and families. We will have an arts talk to kick off the day with cultural leaders in our community. The farmers market will be alive and well for people to come and shop. It is also the launch of the purchasing of tickets. Our box office comes alive tomorrow, and we'll be promoting Yo-Yo Ma, Patti LaBelle, and Kenny G, and our Broadway hits like Motown Cabaret, in Kinky Boots. There'll be free food presented by our restaurant, Brava. There's going to be, believe it or not, a mini comic book convention and
really?
A cosplay contest. Do you do cosplay?
No, I don't. But tell us what that is for the uninitiated.
It's the folks who like to dress up in the characters of comic books. And we're encouraging those who love to do that to show up tomorrow.
That's very fun. And of course, this is also part of Art Days, which is taking place this weekend, today through Sunday. And that's sponsored by the Downtown Miami Development Authority. Liz, let's talk a little bit about 10 at 10, 10 new works commissioned in honor of your 10th anniversary.
Thank you. When we were having the conversation on how to commemorate our 10th anniversary, we focused on our relationships that have been important to us to as we made the fabric of the Arts Center. And primarily, we focused on our arts partners in the community and the other strong relationships. The Arts Center's made an investment into the future of performing arts by commissioning these works. We've commissioned 10 new works, each an extension of and a definition of the relationships we have with these organizations. We are honoring the present and contributing to future generations of arts lovers.
Wonderful. And tell us a few of the performances that we're going to enjoy.
Well, the first one that will appear on the stage is, I think, very significant to us in Miami, Miami native Robert Battle, artistic director of Alvin Ailey American Dance Theater, is creating a new piece of choreography titled Awakening. He has been named, the artistic director of Alvin Ailey, and
right. This
will actually be the first piece he has set on the company since being named artistic director. What's especially important, I think, here is that his hometown is supporting him still. He has left, he's grown, he is artistic director of a major company, but his hometown is saying, we want to continue to support the work that you do, and that work will be seen all over America and all over the world.
All right.
We are bringing back our Haitian dance company, Aiko Dance, who found a home at the Arts Center following the devastating earthquake of 2010. And they will present a world premiere that is inspired by the relationship with the center, the ongoing alliance with the company that has helped them rebuild their home in Haiti.
Wonderful.
We are celebrating our relationship with the Cleveland Orchestra mm-hmm. and the residency here by commissioning a work for the March program. It is a composition by Avner Dorman, an Israeli-born composer, although he was trained at Juilliard. His work is called Cyclone, and it represents the mingling of different cultures, foods, politics, and arts that concoct the whirlwind of energy that is unique to the city of Miami. The orchestra will give the world premiere in Miami under the baton of Giancarlo Guerrero in March.
Wonderful.
And as part of our Flamenco Festival 2016, we have commissioned a tribute to Cuban legend Benny Moray, performed by Cuban-born resident Gonzalo Rubalcaba and Spanish vocalist Esperanza Fernandez. This is also created in collaboration with Miguel Marin, the founder of the International Flamenco Festival.
Wow. Well, those are just a few of the performances that will be coming up here at the Adrian Arsht Center during the 10th anniversary season. They have reached a great milestone here. Of course, we're going to hear about a lot more going on this year. And of course, if you want to take advantage and visit the Adrian Arsht Center for the Performing Arts, this is a great weekend to do it. Tomorrow is Arts Launch. It is part of Art Days, which is sponsored by the Miami Downtown Development Authority. Once again, I'm speaking with John Richard. He is the president and CEO of the Arsht Center, and Liz Wallace. She is the vice president of programming for the Arsht as well. I'm Caroline Brader-Watts, sitting in for Ed Bell today. This is South Florida Arts Beat, and we will be back after a break. Stay tuned. Welcome back to South Florida Arts Beat. I'm Caroline Brader-Watts, sitting in for Ed Bell today, having a wonderful time chatting with our friends from just around the corner here at the WLRN studios, from the Adrian Arsht Center for the Performing Arts. John Richard is the president and CEO. Liz Wallace is the vice president of programming. And Liz, I hated to cut you off because you were in the midst of telling us all of these exciting things you have. These are it's called 10 at 10. It's 10 new works commissioned in honor of your 10th anniversary. All right. Continue, please.
For our theater commissions, we have commissioned three pieces. It's a trilogy, and it will be Miami's ultimate theater binge-watching experience. We are taking binge-watching from your living room sofa into the Carnival Studio Theater. This is created by our partners at the House Theater of Chicago. The Hammer Trinity is inspired by the mythology of King Arthur. Multi-part all-day theatrical adventure in the heroic, larger-than-life tradition of Lord of the Rings and the Game of Thrones. This is seven acts, six and a half hours of play, and 2.5 hours of breaks, including a dinner break. You won't go more than 65 minutes without a chance to stretch your legs, take a little yoga stretching, or have a snack, or a full meal, and meet the cast. The three plays will be performed in weekend marathon performances, making it a truly epic theatrical experience.
Wow.
As part of the center's visual arts program, the Night Masterworks print collection, a renowned artist will create a new limited edition print that will be available for purchase. A new theatrical work is being created for our flagship program, Learning Through the Arts. It will highlight innovation, an important moment in American history. Once completed, the musical will be performed for free for all 7th grade Miami-Dade County Public School students. And finally, we are working with Larry Rosen, our collaborator on the Jazz Roots series, and he will create a concert that will give an overview of the evolution of jazz from the African roots to jazz today. This show will provide an opportunity to bring a diverse group of musicians together to tell the story of jazz through their particular genre. And this will premiere at the end of our 10th anniversary season next fall in 2016.
Wow, you have a wonderful season of really unique events planned. And John, let's talk a little bit. For someone who has never walked in the door of the Adrian Arsht Center, it's a busy place. You have a lot of things. Give us a little idea of the layout. You have so many different venues and spaces for people to enjoy.
Well, these are beautiful, iconic buildings designed by Cesar Pelle. So on the east side of Biscayne, there is the 2,000-seat Knight Concert Hall, which is the last pure great concert hall built in the United States. On the west side of Biscayne is the Ziff Ballet Opera House in the Carnival Studio Theater, which is a black box, 200-seat, very flexible black box. The Ziff Ballet Opera House happens to be the home of the second largest stage in America after the Metropolitan Opera House. It is home to our Broadway series. It is also home to our resident companies, Florida Grand Opera, and, of course, Miami City Ballet. There is many moments that all of the rooms are filled at once in the community. So nearly 4,000 people attending a rich diversity of performances, from Alvin Ailey being on the Ziff Ballet Opera stage, to Yitzhak Perlman performing on the concert hall stage, to a Zoetic stage doing a theater program. There is a mixed, eclectic gathering of people of Miami coming at once to enjoy performances, live performances, which I think is a centerpiece of our life now in Miami. It's part of the brand. So these facilities are quite magnificent. And if we did not invite the children and engage the community, right, then shame on us. So we have had a very rich arts education development program for our community and our partnership with Miami-Dade Public Schools.
Right. And that's one of the most important things that any performing arts organization can offer to a community is arts education. Liz, tell us a little bit about that, if you would.
Well, in support of our mission, we continue our support of a diverse community of artists with rental subsidy, professional services, and opportunity to work in our community engagement program. As well, the center serves 30,000 young people each year through our free arts education programs, Rock Odyssey, Ailey Camp Miami, Family Fest, and VSA Arts. Now, Rock Odyssey alone will bring 25,000 fifth graders, all from Miami-Dade County Public Schools, to the center. at no cost to the schools or to their parents to see a fully produced musical. And then Ailey Camp Miami, more than 100 young people will take over the Arts Center next summer for a full scholarship camp that transforms lives through the power of dance. And each of our commissions that we've talked about will also have an education component, a combination of community activities, master classes, and immersive experiences free and open to the public.
Great. And you also have a good pricing structure for students, right? I mean, you obviously want young people to have access to this programming, and you've made it affordable as well.
We do have a program called UTIX, and that's for college students. We have other programs for in classical music for interested students coming to see a classical music performance. So please come to artscenter.org and find out more information about all those programs.
That's great. John, tell us about some major moments coming up.
This season is going to be highlighted with very significant moments. Liz listed the special commissioning works that will occur. I think there are going to be some really bright moments that start in October with the Buena Vista Social Club. For me personally, I love their music. This is a band I've been waiting to see for a long time, since I saw them nearly 10 years ago. There are other moments, though, that I think will be highlighted both in dance and also in theater that Liz has mentioned, and others that are important works, but also community engagement activities. When we do our Free Gospel Sunday program this coming year, we have a very special relationship with Pastor Cooper. And we are going to be doing a recording of that particular session. And that will be a highlight of our season that I'm really looking forward to. There are numerous other classical moments, but I think the Yo-Yo Ma concert in the Knight Concert Hall is going to be a stunning moment, particularly for those of us that like to listen to music that's not amplified and it's natural. The instruments in that room are just breathtaking. So I really do look forward to having Yo-Yo back with the Brick Pot Project. And Yitzhak Perlman's going to be doing a klezmer concert performance. And I think for those folks that love klezmer, this is going to be a real treat this coming season. Those are a few that I would tick off. I could give you 100 others, but I know we're limited.
Well, here we are at 10 years. And you've accomplished seemingly so much, but there's always more to do. There's always more you want to do. What is next for the Arts Center?
Well, we're on fire as a arts institution.
Right.
We're going to be a cultural magnet for this community long into the future. We're going to be a civic anchor, as we've become known as a place where nearly $2 billion have been invested in our neighborhood and around our community. We're also a strong cultural business enterprise. We're creating over $200 million of business activity as a result of the Arts Center being here in the state of Florida. We're a taxpayer. Over $2.5 million are sent to the state of Florida each year. This is a vibrant institution that has a view on being a significant part of people's lives that live here in Miami. We also want to be part of that Miami brand, that place where people come together, where people may have not met each other unless they came to a performance at the Adrian Arts Center. Mm-hmm. It is that moment of we have a special experience with the artists on stage and the people that we're sitting next to, is that we do that in a very special way. And that's because of the team effort of hosting folks coming to our theater and concert hall and really wanting to make the best experience possible.
Wonderful. You said that so beautifully. I've been speaking with John Richard. He is the president and CEO of the Adrian Arsht Center for the Performing Arts. Also, Liz Wallace has been with us. She's the VP of Programming at the Arsht, of course. If you want to come and really have some fun at the Arsht Center, come tomorrow for Arts Launch on September 12th. It is part of Art Days, which is taking place today, tomorrow, and Sunday here in downtown Miami. And, of course, that is sponsored by the Miami Downtown Development Authority. Richard, if somebody wants just all of general information about the Arts Center, what's the best place for them to go?
Well, you have to go to our website with artscenter.org, and you'll find everything you can imagine.
Absolutely. John, Liz, thank you so much. We appreciate you being on Arts Beat today.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you.
And we'll be back in just a moment to celebrate another milestone in Broward County, their 100th anniversary. I'm Caroline Brader-Watts. Stay tuned.
Acclaimed around the world for his interpretation of Cuban composer Ernesto Lecuona's music, American pianist Thomas Torino comes to South Florida to take the public on a memorable musical journey October 3rd at the Miramar Cultural Center. Tickets at miramarculturalcenter.org.
Good afternoon, this is South Florida Arts Beat here on 91.3 WLRN. Great to have you along. The time now is 1:30.
If you love art, you can join the three-day celebration of unique cultural experiences in downtown Miami, September 11th, 12th, and 13th. Art Days features something for everyone. Exhibitions, performances, children's programming, The Fringe, walking tours, and so much more. You can drop by The Hub at the Miami Center for Architecture and Design, plan your itinerary, design your own Art Days t-shirt, and then drive, bike, or walk to experience art in downtown. Details at dwntwnarts.com.
Is listening to WLRN worth $4 a day? If so, please consider becoming a member of the Circle of Friends. When you give a contribution of $1,200 or more, your gift will provide long-term stability for WLRN. Information at WLRN.org.
Hello, this is Alberto Carvalho, Miami-Dade County Public Schools Superintendent. As the holder of the broadcast license for WLRN Radio and Television, Miami-Dade County Public Schools is proud to support this vital community service. An ardent listener to classical music myself, I'm especially pleased that WLRN Radio has now returned this enriching programming to South Florida on WLRN Classical HD2. Thank you for your support of WLRN and Miami-Dade County Public Schools.